relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Hey, Sean, isn't it a crazy news day for Friday?
It kind of is, and apparently they're going to release the UFO report later today, and we haven't even done that yet.
The UFO report. When's that going to drop, Sean?
Probably at like 8 p.m.
Yeah, or close to midnight. I have a thing for UFOs, just out of curiosity. Trouble is, where's the evidence? Photographs? Really? I want to see real evidence. I want to see some Martians. Okay, it's out there, the news, the sentence. Very strange, strange goings on in the last 15 minutes. Derek Chauvin has not only been found guilty, he has been sentenced to 10 years plus the recommended sentence, totaling 22 and a half years in prison for the death of that individual whose neck he knelt on for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. After the sentencing, he made this strange statement into the camera saying there is some information I wish to divulge, but not at this point. Dude, you're going into a cell for 22 years. This is the time to actually say what you wish to say. I don't know what's going on there. Very peculiar. His mother made a statement after that. There are people outside the courthouse. It's not a large crowd, but it is safe. And Shad made an interesting point when it comes to politics and platforms. What is the point you made after he was sentenced to 22 years and is now a felon?
Well, we all know that the Democrat Party really desperately wants felons to vote.
Yeah.
Desperately.
Yeah.
Do you really want Derek Chauvin to vote?
How interesting. We should ask AOC. We should ask Bernie. So, Derek Chauvin, does he get a vote or is it only certain types of felons?
I'm just saying, put a pin in this because this is going to be a thing.
We're going to put a pin in that and we're going to remember that. The next time they say, oh, felons should be allowed to vote. But what about handguns? Should they allowed to have guns? Interesting. Gets a little complicated for the left, doesn't it, at this point? Chauvin, guns, voting. Interesting. Not as strange as the next story I'm about to tell you. But first, Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to bring their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Car Firearms. I carry a 9mm car, superb US-made weapons, as small as a PPK, polymer-framed. It's just superlative. Check out their great line at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. They are on your side. They are the good guys. So here's this interesting story. Voting, felons get to vote. How about this? I didn't believe this. And I sent it to Eric this morning. I said, Eric, will you print this story and then verify it for me? Because it's got to be The Onion. It's got to be Babylon Bee, but it's not. Headline. Jailed murderer wins public office in Washington, D.C. election with 5 inmate candidates from the same prison. Did you track that? Were you tracking what I just said? Let's break it down. As the homicide rate hits, this is from Judicial Watch. Great guys. As the homicide rate hits a record high in Washington, D.C., the city has elected a convicted murderer to public office. I mean, this is why we should make Washington a state. I mean, this is why Washington, D.C. should be a state, because here, murderers can run for office and get elected. The unique election featured all inmate candidates. Every candidate. Only. I mean, seriously. This is bizarro world. The freshly elected public official, Joel Kasten, has been in prison for 26 years. And is currently incarcerated at a District of Columbia jail. I thought jails were for short-term stays. I thought it's a prison. I mean, if you've been there for 26 years, you're probably in a prison, no? I know I'm an immigrant, but I thought jails are where you are held before you go to court after you've been arrested. Anyway, okay. It's D.C. I mean, they can call it a banana and they'll get away with it. In 1996, wow, long time ago, Kasten was convicted by a jury of first-degree murder for ambushing and killing a man in the city's Anacostia neighborhood. Well, isn't that a surprise? Court records obtained by Judicial Watch indicate that a 2016 appeal was denied. In the document, Kasten's attorneys name the victim, which is not common practice. Court records also reveal, a little tidbit here, a speed loader, it's used for revolvers, to reload revolvers, was found by police under Kasten's mattress after the shooting. And the speed loader, this guy was, he meant business, contained 6 rounds of .44 caliber ammunition, as well as other ammunition. Kasten, I gotta laugh, I'm sorry, you just, it's DC. Kasten is now, after the election, a commissioner in the District of Columbia's Advisory Neighborhood Commission, the NAC. I did a Biden there, because the other word, the ANC, has connotations, if you know terrorism. Anyway, which advises the DC Council and other local government entities involving matters ranging from liquor license applications to public safety. I love it. Convicted murderers will be advising Washington, D.C. on public safety matters and who gets a liquor license. Commissioners serve 2-year terms and are elected in even-numbered years. Can I comment on this? I'm out of comments. Eric is working 2 jobs today. Mr. G is in an undisclosed location. Let's have Eric respond. Eric! Convicted felons and our commissioners in D.C., par for the course.
I mean, at this point, we're getting closer and closer to escape from New York every single day. So,
but who are the good guys? Who's Snake Plissken?
Oh, that's going to be a tough one. We clearly know who the Duke of New York is. He's the guy who just got elected here. The only other thing I can think of is when do we see the Joel Kasten versus Derek Chauvin election?
Oh, right. That's going to get very interesting. Oh my gosh. All right, let's talk about serious issues. They want to convict. They're coming after. They want to put this man in prison. Why? Not because he's a murderer. Because he's a good guy. He's a patriot. He's a fighter. And he is the greatest mayor we've probably seen in America's history. Rudy Giuliani was on with my buddy Greg Kelly on Newsmax. And this is what he had to say about the Supreme Court of New York trying to disbar him as a lawyer. Cut 8.
Well, I'm not very happy about this. I love practicing law. It's my passion. I've done it for 50 years. I've done it for 50 years without, I think, a single complaint ever. I've been involved in some of the most bitter litigation imaginable. Never had charges like this. And I've had my life threatened any number of times for the cases that I brought that I think really helped my country. And I don't appreciate these. I mean, I don't know exactly what I can say and what I can't say. All I can tell you is America is not America any longer. We do not live in a free state. We live in a state that's controlled by the Democrat Party, by Cuomo, de Blasio, and the Democrats. We have a double standard. There's no doubt if I was representing Hillary Clinton, I'd be their hero. I represented my client so effectively that they're trying to get me to shut up. Because they know what's going to happen, because they did it. They know what's going to happen in Arizona, and they know what's going to happen in Georgia.
That's what it's really about. It's an attempt to head them off at the pass. The good guys are riding out for justice, for truth. The audits are going to bring results, if you listen to Bernie Kerik and others, that will shock the nation if you're not indoctrinated, if you haven't been brainwashed. So what do they have to do? They have to neutralize Rudy Giuliani, the president's former attorney, before those stories hit. But they will fail. They will fail. The mob was defeated by Rudy Giuliani. He put the heads of five mafia families away. Al-Qaeda tried to bring New York to its knees for good. And those hijackers likewise failed. And Rudy got New York back to standing tall right there on the rubble. After the destruction, he was there. And now the Democrats think they can destroy the man who took on the mob and Al-Qaeda and won. We're going to get Rudy on the show next week. Why? Because we need more people like Rudy Giuliani. Because with people like him, the left will be crushed. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. National security, foreign policy. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything. It's Second Amendment Friday. Let's talk to the one and only Jim Carafano. If you're in daily pain and cannot find relief anywhere else, please try this product. Just listen to Debrin from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Carl Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with us here at America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Car Firearms. That's KAHR.com. Check out their amazing line of U.S.-made weapons. I carry a 9mm car. That's KAHR.com. Likewise, what is your responsibility to make sure you can provide for your family? It's your ultimate responsibility. What happens if there's a cyber strike and it's not gas pumps, it's the food supply? Be ready. Do what I did. Choose My Patriot Supply. They are the leaders, the biggest, the best in the supply of long-term storage emergency food, food that lasts for 25 years. Get your one-month supply now with $50 off. They have 40,000 four- and five-star ratings. That's how good they are. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Get your $50 off your first month supply at preparewithgorka.com. Don't be caught short. Always be able to feed your family. That's preparewithgorka.com. We are talking for this whole segment like this. Jim, can you talk? get close to the microphone. Can you do that? We whisper. No, we're not going to do that because that's creepy. Only creepy people do that. Let's talk about serious things. People who may not be creepy, but they have a problem. They have an issue. He's the highest ranking military officer in the United States, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who said this about a topic that is, well, you'd think he'd know about it because it's a little bit controversial. It's called critical race theory. And this is what he said yesterday on Capitol Hill, Cut 5.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is.
I'll have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is, despite the fact that at that hearing and the hearing with Lloyd Austin, his boss, we now know that CRT is on the syllabus at West Point. Do you have to be asleep not to know what CRT is?
Let me give some insight here. As a guy who worked for a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah, that was your job.
Testified before Congress. And in the military, you prepare for every contingency.
You murder board it all.
So military leaders never go into a congressional hearing knowing that there are controversial issues out there that they've never heard of before. So that doesn't pass the laugh test, that the senior ranking officer in the U.S. military has no idea of a global controversy over the most divisive doctrine introduced in modern times since communism was debated at the turn of the century, and you've never heard of it. You don't know that any of the people that you've hired may be proponents of it. You don't understand that it's a tool of political indoctrination, and that actually if the doctrine was implemented as it's written, it would actually violate civil liberty laws, and it would violate all the protections that prevent legal discrimination. You don't know that? Look, I can't say he's lying because I don't know if he's lying, but what you've just said is either I'm grossly incompetent, I'm lying, or I know the truth, but my political masters have told me I cannot address this issue. All of those things are big issues. If you're incompetent and you're in charge of the world's most powerful military, kind of an issue.
We have a problem.
If you are lying, that's a violation of your oath under the Constitution. And if you are not giving honest answers to Congress and covering for political decisions for your boss, that is also a violation of your oath under the Constitution.
Did you or did you not attend the U.S. Military Academy?
I did.
So your response, because we had Mike Waltz, who I think is still a reserve colonel in the Green Berets, as a member of Congress. I find this shocking, guys. Brotherhood, where were you? He's the first Green Beret in Congress. I'm really surprised at that. Anyway, the fact that he read into the record because the superintendent of West Point sent him the syllabi that there is critical race theory being taught, and over 100 cadets actually attended a seminar on that. What is your response as a graduate of the most prestigious military academy in the world, Jim?
Well, I think I would make the same distinction that a lot of critics of critical race theory have met, whether they're talking about education in universities or K-12. There's nothing wrong with talking about critical race theory. Much in the same way that when I was a cadet at West Point, I read the Communist Manifesto.
Right, but that's not what's happening.
Right, but there's a difference between teaching, and matter of fact, you should teach the military about what is going on in society, because they are the servants of the nation, and if nothing else, they should understand when there are political debates, that's their job is to stay out of that stuff. That's different than indoctrination. This is teaching the theory in order to implement it. So one of the courses I had to take at West Point was constitutional law, even though none of us were going to be lawyers. We had a whole year of constitutional law. I don't think there's another undergraduate university in the United States that required a year of constitutional law, because the most important thing was that military officers understood the Constitution. And we read everything in the Constitution, not just the part that dealt about, declarations of war and military stuff. We read about civil liberties. We read about freedom of speech. We read about freedom of religion. And to put out a doctrine which even the layman would know actually conflicts with the Constitution, actually conflicts with the oath that cadets are required to take, and they were required to take as officers, to teach that as doctrine, I mean, that is really malfeasance of the highest degree.
And when he says first, I don't know what CRT is, I have to bone up on it. And then later, General Milley says, but I need to study this because I need to understand the white rage that caused January the 6th. He said that, the white rage? Yeah, Jim, come on.
Right. Well, there's, of course, there's no evidence for that whatsoever. This, the chief of naval operations put on his reading list this book, Anti-Racism, which in a sense, whether it's called critical race theory or not, is a verbal expression of critical race theory. It actually advocates reverse racism. Look, this
which is racism,
right? Which is which is contrary to good order and discipline. Look, as somebody in the military for 25 years, I spent my entire career impressing on the men and women who served underneath me that when they looked at another person in uniform, all they ever saw was camouflage. They didn't see, they obviously respected the rank, and you had to know the name on the name tag so you could distinguish one person from another. But that was the only difference between them. It didn't matter their height, their weight, their skin color, everything. Everybody got treated with respect. Everybody was expected to do their job, and everybody was promoted or disciplined based on the service that they provided.
That great line. From Waltz, I think it was Waltz, again, from that same hearing, when he read the syllabus of West Point and the CRT elements, he said, when I was in the Army, and I'm still a reservist, we say to each other, we all bleed green, and the only color we see is camouflage. That's the way it should be. We're talking to the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Join them today, Jim Carafano. Follow him on Twitter, JJ Carafano. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Factor.com Studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Do you like a good night's sleep? I do. It's one of the most important elements to a healthy lifestyle. How about waking up in the morning with a crick in your neck? You've got to try Mike Lindell's pillows, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. 10-year guarantee. He sold 51 million of them. They're that good. Get up to 66% off his line of more than 100 amazing products at MyPillow.com if you use my name. You can call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code. I can get you a pillow, Jim. You don't have to write down the number. I know somebody. My guys will talk to his guys. It's okay. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Jim Carafano of the Conservative Mothership, the Heritage Foundation, Vice President for all things national security and foreign policy. I didn't get to play this clip yesterday because he just 3 hours a day is just not enough, guys. But it refers to yesterday's testimony. It refers to General Milley and critical race theory. This is Don Lemon on CNN. Cut 8. Play cut.
And while the chairman of the Joint Chiefs makes an eloquent defense of the truth and stands up for America's military, embattled Congressman Matt Gaetz lobs a despicable tweet attacking the general, and a quote here, with generals like this, it's no wonder we've fought considerably more wars than we've won. Gross. It's just gross. And should be expected, considering the behavior of this, whatever you want to call him.
Whatever you want to call him. It's just gross. Is it as gross, I ask my dear listeners, as a black TV host saying, we have to treat our fellow Americans as humans, except white Americans, because they're the greatest threat to America? That's Don Lemon, who, by the way, his partner is a white man. So there's a little bit of inconsistency there. Jim, you mentioned something very interesting in the break, and you talked about the whole officer class, the senior officer class, and this phenomena of risk aversion. Will you expand on that?
Yeah, you know, I actually think you can, you know, deconstruct Don Lemon's statement and see exactly the problem here. I mean, this is not a man who's famous for defending military service and being patriotic. So he's magically somehow patriotic now. And obviously it is because the general is providing air cover for Biden, who publicly endorsed critical race theory, even though it's demonstrably proven that critical race theory is indeed racist, that it's that its implementation is unconstitutional and it's illegal. The president of the United States endorsed it, which is really unconscionable beyond measure. They got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to essentially embarrass himself covering for the president. And of course, Don Lemon applauds that. But I think it roots into the deeper problem here, which is why are senior military leaders just going along with the game in things which are...
So why are they? Well, you're 25 years in, Jim.
Right,
tell us.
But it's not that just that these things are political. They're actually damaging to the military. They're damaging to readiness and morale. They're distracting from the military. They're involving the military in politics, which is lethal and deadly. Why are they doing that? And what is wrong with this generation of military leaders? Yeah, and they used the term it was called careerism, which is they're just not willing to put their careers at risk.
So how did this happen? You're asking a lot of questions, but you have so much experience.
I don't know.
Where did it begin? What's the rot, the genesis?
I don't know, because I've been in the military for 50 years, and I've seen careerist officers like the Massengales from the Once an Eagle book, right? But I've never seen a generation of officers like this. Not even this was often a criticism in Vietnam, but. And again, you can make the case into it, but not as a generation. And so why are these guys so, I don't want to use the word corrupt. Is it because, maybe it's because they believe this stuff. You know, the officer corps is actually more liberal than
people think.
Maybe they drank the Kool-Aid. Maybe it's because they went to civilian universities and got grad degrees and they got inculcated.
We've got 30 seconds left. I'd love to continue this conversation. Congresswoman Bobert is going to join us next. But Jim, in the 30 seconds we have left, how do you even begin to solve this?
Boy, that's a good question. They got to fire all these guys. They've got to fire them all. And somebody's got to send a message that this is not how senior military officers behave.
You could have a meeting at Heritage on military education. That'd be a good thing.
Tom Cotton's coming in, and he's going to talk about the woke military thing. We got that coming up in a couple of weeks. But we got to take a long, hard look at this. Because I am the person who always, civil military relations, military is fine. This is all BS. You know, they were under Trump. They were complaining, oh, my God.
Right.
But the reality is this is the most dangerous thing I've seen since the revolt of the admirals. There's something. There's a pathology going on here. I just don't understand. And we've got to figure it out.
Can we have a longer discussion of this next time?
Yeah, this is the most passionate thing in my life. I just don't understand it.
We're out of time. Right. This is radio, but let's have a longer discussion with Jim. Follow him right now, JJ Carafano, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka, coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For that reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our rights. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue, standing up for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Check out their amazing line of weapons. I carry a 9mm Carr. Go to KAHR.com. U.S. made handguns. Superb, superb designs. KAHR.com. More relevant than ever. Why? Because of what this man, who bears the title currently of president, said yesterday.
The Second Amendment, from the day it was passed, limited the type of people who could own a gun. And what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of patriots, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government.
Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there are never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons.
He's fine with using F-15s and nuclear weapons against Americans who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I know somebody who's got an opinion of that. She rose to prominence after a viral video fighting for our Second Amendment rights. She is the owner of Shooter's Grill. And right now, she's actually a citizen politician representing Colorado's 3rd District. And we are delighted to get her in front of our millions of listeners and viewers. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gorka. It's great to actually see you. Usually I'm in an airport or pulled over on the side of the road and on my cell phone talking to you. In fact, one time I was in Arizona on a southern border trip talking to you. The wind was blowing. Had to try to find a building to hide behind just so I could talk to you and all of your viewers and listeners. So this is quite the treat.
It is. You are hard to get hold of because you believe in being a citizen politician, being in your constituency, representing your constituents. So we know you've got a plane to catch. I want to talk to you about the border as well. But let's start with this. Every new Democrat administration, people say, that's it. It's the end of the Second Amendment. Got to be leery of the chicken littles. But this time, especially after yesterday, it's serious, isn't it? It's different, Congresswoman.
Dr. Gorka, this is so serious. We have someone who is in desperate need of a cognitive test, threatening our Second Amendment rights. He's threatened them by executive orders. Now he's misquoting some of our famous forefathers and their sayings. He's talking about the Tree of Liberty not being watered with the blood of patriots. But the saying clearly says, from time to time, the Tree of Liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And so he has no clue what he's talking about, as usual. And he kind of stuttered his way through that. And then saying, that's cute, American citizens. You may have an AR-15 or a Glock 19, but we have F-15s and nukes. So go ahead and have your little handguns, but we'll nuke you if we want to. What in the world is this guy talking about? Dr. Gordon, Joe Biden also said that he was going after merchants of death, referring to illegal gun sales. Now, there's been a whole lot of talk of circling back in this administration. I don't think anything ever gets really circled back to. But if we want to circle anywhere, we need to take this illegal gun sales talk and go to the southern border. Circle back to the southern border and look at all of the illegal guns that are leaving the country in the hands of the cartels. My first reaction to that was, what are you going to do to secure our border? And then I was like, gosh, merchants of death? Well, if you really want to go after merchants of death, Joe Biden, I can point you to about 600 Planned Parenthood clinics all throughout our nation.
Very, very well put. Wow. Absolutely. If you want to stop the genocide of Americans in true, true murder factories, then let's defund Planned Parenthood. She's Colorado's 3rd District Congressional Representative. Follow her at Rep. Boebert. Let's talk about the border. 95 days late after being announced as the border czarina. Earlier today, Vice President cackling Kamala went to the border. But Congresswoman, she went to the wrong part of the border. She's 800 miles away from where we are seeing 6,000 illegals cross every single day. When are the Democrats going to admit that this is not a crisis? It's a catastrophe.
Yes, Dr. Gorka, you are spot on. And I have actually spoke with Democrats about this very issue. I was speaking with Congressman Henry Cuellar, who is up in arms about this. He's been on the news talking about it, so frustrated that the VP is going to El Paso. He said politically, this is the place that she should go because it's wonderful there. She's basically going to the most secure portion of the border. And I think she just wanted to see President Trump's big, beautiful wall because that's what's in El Paso. If she wants to see the real crisis, the real catastrophe, the hundreds and thousands of children wrapped in Mylar blankets and unaccompanied minors, she needs to go down to the Rio Valley, the Rio Grande Valley sector in southern Texas. That is where we are seeing thousands of illegal aliens every single day cross the border. Some run, but most just give up. They say, here we are, give us our notice to appear, and that will provide me with legal standing to remain in the United States.
It's actually comical. When you said that she went down there to see President Trump's wall, that's exactly right. It's absurd. It's a farce. It's a circus. We've only got a few seconds left. I want to ask you, given what we've witnessed in the last 2 weeks, every single day video of parents, of teachers standing up to the Marxists, what is your message to those Americans in Colorado and elsewhere who still feel intimidated?
I didn't hear the first part of your question, Dr. Gorka.
We're seeing these amazing videos again and again and again of teachers, of parents standing up to the Marxists, yes, to the people being indoctrinated. Exactly. We've only got a couple of seconds left. What is your message to those who are still feel intimidated?
This is exactly what we need to see all throughout our country. And I am so excited that parents are taking a stand. There has been more access into the classrooms through these virtual school lessons, and parents are seeing what's actually being taught to our children. And we need everyone standing up. We need their voices heard at these school board meetings. And hopefully we get the right parents who have truly had enough and decide to run for school board themselves. They are the ones who determine the curriculum that is taught in our schools. Not the president of the United States, not the congressman, not the government, the governor, the school board. What? So we need good men and women running for those positions and letting their voices be heard.
Imagine this, guys. Imagine if we had Lauren Bobbitts across the nation, not representing in Congress, but at the school boards. We would take back America. Use this lady as an example. Follow her, Rep Bobert, B-O-E-B-E-R-T, on Twitter. God bless you. Safe travels. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you've got a cell phone, tell me it's not with the big cell phone companies, because they're not on your side. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile, giving big discounts right now, 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a 1-year commitment. And they're on your side and they believe in the causes you believe in. Make the switch today, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
Of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Which way round do I do this, Chad? We got two cuts to do with Brian Stelter, one from Tucker, and another one that's hilarious about his conceptualization of a balanced media diet. Do we start with Potato Head himself?
I think it's important for people to know what's going on with him, and then perhaps to give him an explanation of what that results in.
So start with Tucker?
I think so.
Let's do it. Okay, so Stealthy Boy has a book that nobody's bought, and it's funny to talk about it. Cut five.
That book currently ranks 4,007 on the bestseller list. There are many how-to manuals having to do with HVAC or hanging drywall or insulation that are outselling that book. By the way, we don't mean to be mean or anything. It's just, if all signs point to one conclusion, get out of media immediately. Get out of media. Maybe it's time to get out of media.
He almost went Biden there. Did you see that? He went, get out of media. Is this going to infect normal people? Is everybody going to talk like this now? Please don't. I mean, I just do it for effect. Like at the end of the show, when I say stay frosty. But don't do it in general, because if you're creepy Biden, it's extra creepy. But seriously, drywall hanging books selling better? DIY books selling better? Maybe it has to do with Brian Stelter's diet. Let's ask him what his diet consists of. It's rather funny.
At the end of the day, we all need to eat a healthy, balanced media diet. That's why I pay for the Washington Post and the LA Times, right? I want to hear the California perspective. I also want to know what's happening in Washington. And I love the way the Post is expanding globally to cover the whole world. I need all of that in my media diet.
It's not working. Stelty. I mean, look, people can just look at you and they can tell the diet's not working, but the media, yeah, what did he just say there? Did he say the New York Times and I balance it with what?
It's the WAPO.
WAPO, so the WAPO Post. With?
And you know when you're out there, you're like, all right, I need both sides.
So he's going to go like New York Post.
I need the Washington perspective.
Right.
And the California perspective, the two opinions, right? LA Times.
Because they're so different.
Incredibly different.
When it comes to Hunter Biden, the border, the economy, COVID. I mean, the Washington Post and the LA Times. They're just different universes.
Well, the editorial boards are constantly at each other's throats, as we know.
Oh, they hate each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, Sohrab Ahmari at the New York Post, definitely not something standing out.
When you have their own words with which they can hoist themselves on their very short petards. I mean, they are hoisting, but they're itty-bitty little. What is it? Tiny-wimey. Tiny, tiny petards. Brian, you do amuse. Next in studio, the one and only Amanda Milius.